Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Duper from the Miami Dolphins. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Can he explain to you during the break, like what?
First of all,
how uncomfortable you looked when you said it.
I wasn't uncomfortable because it was that. Go ahead and switch headsets. Perfect. I wasn't uncomfortable at the website.
Wait, do you understand what it is?
Yeah.
You know, he's a,
sort of.
It's you know.
But I could care less about that. I was, because I didn't realize, I switched over and I was on the Mickey Gall page, not on the Skype page. So my face was that we went into the break.
Ah.
Not that bringing up. We just had a liner with I forgot her name already. The porn.
Oh, Jenna Jameson.
Jenna Jameson.
Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, so the only fan site doesn't bother me.
Richmond runs a gentleman's club, Rick's Cabernet.
That is true.
That is true.
So,
yeah, none of that really bothered me.
So I thought, like, the conversation of going into OnlyFans and what it is.
No, not at all. No.
What canceled on this show?
No. What bothered me was I forgot to flip back over to the time clock. So I realized that I was cutting. I was late. It was my fault.
Now, when you make little jokes on Facebook and like on FCC
I don't make
radio,
jokes. I don't make jokes.
Well, when you make comments,
because Will comes and slaps you on a joke.
Like real military, like Coast Guard doesn't count.
They don't
like,
count.
Like what was the Air Force?
They don't. It's not military.
Space Force, does that count?
No.
No. But people that don't know you, doesn't it look like that you're like anti-military, like
I'm anti-military.
I mean, it just looks like. I mean, do people ever comment or like send you messages like, "Hey,
don't
say that."
If you remember, which you don't, but we did a show with that promotion BKFC in Daytona, and one of the fighters, I made the joke about Coast Guard, and he goes, "Hold on a second, my brother's in the Coast Guard," and he kind of took offense by it, but it's true. Coast Guard's not military.
What is it?
It's a service.
Really?
Yeah, because,
Well, it gets categorized as military, like, right? Are they all lumped together? Four branches? So. Is it the four?
All right, go ahead. Count the four.
Oh, I see. Carry the one.
Yeah, come on. What are the four?
Round up to the nearest whole number. Air Force.
And that's barely a military.
Navy.
Right.
Marines.
And Army.
Army.
Right.
And the Coast Guard.
Is what? You said four. So you can't add.
So it's like a public service, like a firefighter?
Yeah, no, not quite, because I give credit more
ranger?
To the firefighters.
Like a force ranger, conservation officer?
It's more like the fish and game officer.
Homeland Security?
Not quite. They don't have that much power.
Who has a better uniform?
Tough Life Security?
I don't.
Who has a better uniform?
Well, first of all, I would never wear a Coast Guard uniform, ever.
Wouldn't fit?
Well, no, they can make
it fit.
You're
not tall enough.
I'm not tall enough.
Six foot tall.
You have to be 6 feet or taller to be in the Coast Guard.
So the boat sinks, you can walk
back
to shore.
Not so it's when it sinks, it sinks, then you can walk back to shore and you're never in danger.
Okay.
So, yeah. And, you know, this is the other thing. And, yeah, I'm the big military guy, but how come I'm ex-Navy and Kelly is ex-Army, but there's no such thing as ex-Marines?
Oh, once a Marine, always a Marine.
Once a Marine, always a Marine. Yeah. But
like, once a champion, always a champion?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're not.
Like, formerly champion. Like, because some people are like, oh, formerly known as the heavyweight champion of the world.
Well, yeah, he's the former champ, but he was still the champ. You can't take that away.
You call him champ still, even after he's no longer the current
reigning? I've watched stuff with, I'm not going to say names, because then, you know, they won't come as a ninja. They'll just come straight in front and punch me.
Ninja,
you know, it's like, hey, champ, come here.
A ninja as in National Ninja Turtle Day, or ninja as in Jorge Masvidal?
No, I'm saying they won't come as a ninja if I name names.
Okay.
Everybody's a champ. Come on, champ. Who, champ? Here, champ. Come on, let's go, champ. What? Tim Sylvia, ex-champ, but he carries the belt.
Where's he carry it?
Everywhere. He really doesn't.
No?
I was going to do an event with him last week, and I'm like, but bring the belt. He goes, I can't bring the belt. It's like displayed. I'm not. Did I tell you the famous Tim Sylvia belt story?
I think he did. He had a baseball throw up first pitch, right?
He went to throw the first pitch out at the Dodgers game, and I'm like, Tim, what's wrong with you? Take the belt. And he put the belt on throughout the first pitch, then got ripped for doing it.
We're, like, you know, after like someone wins something of notoriety, they always go to celebrate. You know, you'll see like champions at Denny's or like, you know.
I've never seen a champion at Denny's.
Well, I mean,
But I met Sam Hoger at Denny's.
Who's that?
Sam Hoger was on the original Ultimate Fighter.
Okay.
And I met him at a Denny's in Miami after Matt Hughes fought Sean Cherk.
Okay.
And he told a joke that I will tell the 906 people that are here in the restaurant off the air.
Okay.
Because I won't tell this joke on the air.
Well, will you get slapped if you do?
Slapped
with a fine?
Well, I think Sam Hoger might get slapped.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
I would just be telling the joke that Sam Hoger told me.
I think a lot of champions and like people of notoriety end up at Denny's at 3 in the morning. In Miami, especially. I mean, DJ Khaled, didn't he get shot? Like, they shot up his Bentley down there, Rolls Royce? I mean, a lot of things go down in Miami, like at restaurants.
All right, real quick, I know that I mentioned the soccer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that happened with Egypt.
Yeah.
Well, Team USA, I believe, played in Orlando.
Okay.
And they needed to win that game. And, all right. The only way that Team USA does not get in to the World Cup, Sean will appreciate this, is they have to lose by 6 goals. They have to give up 6 goals and lose to Costa Rica.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen.
See, I would join the Costa Rica Coast Guard.
I'm sure you would.
I mean, it's got a good ring to it.
How about the Colombian Coast Guard?
Well, that's a little dangerous. I don't know. I don't think there's a lot of people invading Costa Rica.
Just don't score an own goal.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you know.
As long as you don't score
you
an own
your
goal.
Own ship, they're going to kill you.
You are in trouble. I know you don't know much about basketball, but UConn, the 2 seed, is in the Final Four.
Are you serious?
Female.
Female, Gino, what's his name?
Yeah, exactly. Gino Woods.
Honorata,
whatever.
Achilles heel. Like that guy's the greatest coach of all time. Maybe
he's
anything.
In there. He's in the.
I mean, who would you put up there above? Maybe John Wooden.
Yeah, Wooden.
Okay, John Wooden. Pat Summitt was up there. I mean,
Pat Summitt
was just as talented.
Yeah.
University of Tennessee.
There's probably, you know, 5 or 6 that you could put in there. I mean, Coach K, you know, people seem to put in there.
Lifetime contract with Coach K, and he ended it this year. This is his last game.
I think I was told that tickets for the Final Four, because of Coach K, are higher than his first year salary.
Oh, what? Oh, because didn't he start at, like, Army? Did he start at the...
I don't know where he started, but he was not very good.
He started at a military.
So is it the coaching or is it the players?
I think in the basketball, it's the coaching and the system. I think it's because, you know, pass, you know, shoot. Like, well, NBA, it's all one-on-one.
That's Hoosiers. Pass the ball 6 times before you shoot.
Yeah, but
Gene Hackman.
But it's a system. It's like Belichick. It's like the system is what it is, and you plug in players, and you're successful because it's a system that works.
But it hasn't been successful since Brady left.
Okay, like 7-9. That's not a terrible season.
Sure it is.
It's not awful.
It's not good.
It's not Browns like 0-16 and throw a parade.
Speaking of the Browns, where's quarterback going? Where's Baker going?
Oh, I don't know. Is he coming here?
There's talk of that.
I've heard.
There really is talk of that. I don't have a problem with it.
That would be a good backup for Brady.
It's a lot of money for a backup. Yeah. You know, I don't know if they're going to pay, you know, that kind of money. Maybe they'll need Mike Evans to restructure again.
Yeah, maybe. I'll restructure.
That was a joke.
I mean,
that was a joke.
I think I'm playing for the Saints this year. I mean, Caleb got me an open tryout.
Yeah.
I'm a weight cut. I've dropped 25 pounds. I'm ready to, like, hit that gridiron playground on Sundays.
That's why Caleb's not here.
Why?
Because the tryout's today.
Is it? Oh, man.
He was there.
Seriously?
And you didn't go.
Dang.
Yeah.
I was ready, too. So I iced my shoulder all night. I'm ready.
Next week, scheduled to be on the program. Not only the return of Caleb, but
I gotta take a bet if he's gonna be late.
Here we go, former Harlem Globetrotter. So once you're a Globetrotter,
late again.
Once you're a Globetrotter, you're always a Globetrotter.
Always a Globetrotter. Always.
Melvin Adams will be on next week.
Dude, I love the Globetrotters. Man, it's like nothing says like 1985, like going to the stadium watching their Harlem Globetrotters.
I'm sure present day Globetrotters appreciate that.
In a armory, you know, like in a little arena with like 36 people and like popcorn and clowns and then like the basketball.
Oh my God! I might have to ask Melvin to come in here next week so you can say that crap.
Why?
Clowns.
Is he tall enough to be in the Coast Guard?
Yeah, I would assume so. You know, the fallacy that most people don't understand is these players that play for the Harlem Globetrotters are good enough to play in the NBA.
No question.
Some have been drafted.
They just have
you know,
records.
Back in the day.
Like they've
No, you're such an idiot.
Well, no, because they probably got like a stabbing charge or something. Like they can't play an organized team.
Why are you an idiot all the time?
Listen, I could take you to Rutgers Island in New York, Rutgers Park, and put five guys together on the street that could destroy any NBA team you could think of. But they all are killers and criminals, and they would never play in a league. But they have more talent. I mean, I grew up in Indianapolis. That's what we do. We ball out, son.
I don't even know how to respond to you anymore.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm going to do it by turning your mic off. Let's go ahead and break. We are coming to you live from Dumpa Restaurant 2. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I'll be replacing Matt during the break.
She's simply awesome.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Bell from the Denver Broncos. You're talking sports with Randy Aaron.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our 8 stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans. Check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at OddSocksOfficial.com. That's OddSOXOfficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Vernon Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Well, I'm glad to see that I'm not the only one that thinks Eric Church is. Sometimes put that on before the break.
Or the headset?
The headset?
My first time.
I'm glad. Yeah, that's quite obvious. I'm glad that I'm not the only one that thinks Eric Church is a what word do I want to use? Irresponsible.
That's not really the right word.
Why isn't it? Well,
irresponsible. Not because he did anything careless. He did something inconsiderate. I mean, he was selfish. You know.
So far, two out of
entitled.
Anybody who would now pay money in advance, and I'll even give you the benefit of the doubt and say in advance. First of all, I would never go see Eric Church, even with a free ticket. But anybody who would put money out for a concert down the road deserves anything that could happen to them.
Well, you're media. And you've never really bought tickets like
sure
a fan.
Sure I have.
I mean, you've done boxes and stuff at Orlando for New Kids on the Block.
I used to buy, in a year in advance, the Daytona 500 tickets.
Did you really?
Yeah. You had to buy the, and finally I'm like, I'm doing this a year in
Because you're always like credentialed and like media listed and like, I'm on the list. Like, my name's Randy Harris. Like, you know how many times I've done that?
You have. I haven't.
Like, I dress like you. I wear the flip-flops and the.
No, that's Nick.
I took a page out of Nick's book. Look, guys, Tony, if you want to get into an event, just show up with like those shorts, flip-flops, and just say you're Randy Harris. And that just open the day. It's like the pearly gates just open.
Whatever.
Oh.
Whatever. Whatever. But I have bought, back in the day, I remember camping out overnight to buy Alabama tickets. You didn't have to camp out and
Alabama.
All that stuff.
Alabama, there's something about that history of the band you told me once.
That there's only three of them.
Because the fourth one doesn't
count. The drummer.
Not family. Well, aren't they all family or something?
Yeah, well, two are family. I don't know if the third is family. But what happened was, according to the legend, was the record label thought it looked better to have four than the three. So the studio drummer, who I did go on to meet, the studio drummer, everybody always thought he was one of the four. And then it was the four. And then when he wasn't back, they're like, what's going on? And Randy Owen is like, he was never part of the band. He was just the studio drummer.
So do you know a lot about bands?
Not a lot.
I mean, because Steve Lanay is here. I mean, he knows a lot about hair bands and stuff. Like,
what does hair bands have to do with it?
Well, he looks like a hair band guy. Like, do you like Air Supply? Do you know who they are? Because we terminated them today.
Well, No. We didn't terminate them.
Randy did it.
No, I didn't terminate. What happened was we were going to have one of the two Air Supply dudes on. I forget, Russell Hitchcock. They changed to we can't have them on live Wednesday. Would you tape on Tuesday? I don't like to tape interviews. I just don't like.
Yeah, you like the live feedback, give and go.
You know, even though when I have taped them, you know, I don't cut and splice. If it sounds bad, we're going to act like it's real.
Right.
So I'm like, let me think about it. By the time I got back to them, they're like, too late. We already told them, don't worry about it.
Oh.
So I have deleted Air Supply out of my playlist.
Okay.
And they've got a lot of really lovey-lovey songs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're lovey-lovey.
Okay.
A lot of people have, what's the word I want to look for?
Babies, because of it?
Made babies.
No, baby. I thought it was Barry White. Barry White's a baby-making music.
Well, so was Air Supply.
Air Supply, okay.
Now, I'm going next Saturday to stand on the stage. I've only done this one other time.
Okay.
I did it for Eddie Money. Who I really like, Eddie Money. I'm a huge Eddie Money guy.
Two tickets to paradise.
Eddie Money was phenomenal.
I like that guy.
So I stood on stage at Ruth Eckerd Hall with John Gruden.
Okay.
So John Gruden was like to my right, and there was a big curtain. You know, he was on one side, and I was on the other side of the curtain. And it's, to date, one of my most favorite things I've ever done. Well, next Saturday night, I will be on stage for the Scorpions.
Oh, what, with Mickey D?
And I didn't think I knew as many songs. I'm now up to five that I know.
Rocky Like a Hurricane?
Well, that's a legendary song.
Rocky Like a Typhoon?
Coming
out
soon?
It's like Rocky Like a Typhoon's coming out next.
Miami. It's coming out in Miami. I don't think it's Miami. I think it would be more out on the other.
Yeah, the Asian market. Right. Or like Taiwan, like, you know, somewhere over there.
Well, give me your thoughts on Albert Pujols. So did Kelly leave? Oh no, Kelly's over there.
So I like athletes that became legendary or notable to retire in the uniform that I remember them in.
See, you're a liar.
Brett Favre is a Packer forever. Do not put him in a Minnesota jersey. In Hall of Fame, he's a Packer. That's it. Period. Well, Walter Payton, Bears.
No,
like
no.
Joe Montana.
No, because Walter Payton played on another team other than the Bears, you moron.
I'm glad he paid attention. All right. Well, Joe Montana was not a Kansas City Chief. He is a 49er all day, every day
absolutely.
For life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But what I can't stand
is
the one-day contracts. Now,
why?
In the case of Albert Pujols, I believe he signed a one-year deal to sit on the bench.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's not – I mean, he's law. I mean, he's not the Albert Pujols.
He didn't get the Bobby Bonilla deal.
No, well, nobody does. You know, that was genius. I can't stand one-day contracts, period.
Why? They have to do it for formality. It's like you can't give me a free car. You have to buy it or give it like for a dollar. It has to be a transaction.
You
like
left.
My grandmother gave me a car. I had to buy it for a dollar.
You left Albert Pujols. Now, again, if he's here for the year, that's different. But the one-day contracts, you left. They didn't want you or you wanted to leave. You wanted to go make money elsewhere, blah, 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 blah. Why is it important to come back and retire? Then you should have never left.
Because it's all business.
Right. It's all business.
It's all dollars and cents.
It's all business. So then you coming back for a one-day contract is ludicrous.
But that's the city that you put on the map. That's the city that you sweated for.
All right. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Albert Pujols did not put the St. Louis Cardinals on the map.
Well, after Wizard of Oz, he definitely helped build the team up.
I wouldn't even say it was Ozzie Smith. And I know you were trying to be funny.
Lou
but Ozzie. No, I mean, it was all of them. You know, Lou Brock. Steve Carlton was there.
He's a Philly.
He's
a Philly.
Yeah.
Lefty, Carlton, Fisk.
Carlton Fisk, what is he going to do with it?
I don't know. They're all the same guy. Well, they all look the same?
No, they don't.
Wow.
No, they don't.
They all look.
Let me think. Keith Hernandez, you know, not legendary. You know, I wouldn't put him in, you know, the same category as obviously Lou Brock or Stan Musial. But Albert Pujols did not put the St. Louis Cardinals on the map.
Well,
matter of fact, 62nd Avenue, where they used to have spring training, is what put the Cardinals on the map.
That's where you're a bat boy.
That's where I was the bat boy. That's where I ruined tens of thousands of dollars of the St. Louis Cardinal baby blue uniforms.
Really? What did you do, wash up pink sock?
I washed them. No, I washed them, and I put, instead of one hooping, is that a word? Large scooping.
Scoop?
One large scoop. One large scoop.
That's the silent.
One large scoop of detergent, right? And then I'm like, well, they're pretty dirty because they had a game and there's a lot of mud. I put a second large scoop of detergent. And then when they came out pink, it's because that was two large scoops of bleach.
Oh, so you got to ask whooping.
And we're talking, you know, it was Lou Brock. It was, yeah, it was not good.
Did you keep any of the, like, ruined jerseys? Cause those
I kept the good ones.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. We got a bleached out.
Cancer awareness. Good. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, BKFC talk is Mike Richmond. I guess this is, I don't know, a qualifier for the right to go on.
Does he need a qualifier?
No.
Didn't he earn it already?
Yeah, you would think so.
With that performance he put out last.
Plus, you would think that you would know his record as well. Do you know his record?
No.
Maybe learn it by the time we come back.
Probably undefeated.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is David Green, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our 8 stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Benny Blaze from the University of Miami, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so I don't know which one. One of these is really bad feedback, but what would your walkout music be?
Well, mine, I would take it out of Hulk Hogan's and A Real American.
So you're going to take somebody else's?
Well, music? I'll Real South American because I'm in Florida. It'd be like a little bit of a reggaeton. You know, DJ Tony can put something together.
A little
nice
reggaeton?
Morning. Yeah, reggaeton.
So you're going to eat reggaeton while you're walking?
I pass out pasta while I'm... Is that, yeah, there you go. That's what we're doing. We got the Latin flair because we're in South America. Anything from Tampa South is all Latin.
Tony, what would your walkout be?
It would probably be The Rock's. I would go with The Rock's theme song. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Seriously.
Yeah, that'd be my walkout
song. Look how
song.
He smirked in the whole way when he said it.
Okay, so but what's the best walkout song of all time that you've been a part of or seen or heard?
I probably would go with best walkout. It's probably Palomino's.
Palomino's is legendary.
Well, walkout song or walkout? I mean,
walkout performance.
Well,
because he had drums and the whole.
Yeah, I would say either Palomino. I also like Lorenzo Hunt when he came out and flying over the two dudes that we were performing.
No. I mean, if you're going to pick a cheesy one like that, when he threw away all the money, that was.
Because that bought Randy a Diet Coke.
It bought me a Diet Coke that
night. Oh, okay.
I certainly bought a Diet Coke with the three $1 bills
then,
that I was able to grab.
Taylor Starling's original first walkout for Knuckle Mania was pretty cool.
The greatest walkout, in my opinion.
I know what you're going to say.
No, you don't.
I do.
What?
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
So I did know what you were going to say.
You did. I'm surprised. Ronda Rousey, it's fitting.
Because I don't give a damn about my bad reputation.
It is. It is.
But Hogan's got to be the legend of all time.
I would say Undertaker. Undertaker has the best.
Or Anderson Silva's, like, Ain't No Sunshine, DMX. When you heard that bell singing.
You knew it was him.
You knew Anderson was walking out.
But there's a bunch of them. And I know we've talked about this before that, you know, a lot of people use the same one or whatever. But, you know, Matt Hughes, when Matt Hughes's came out, you knew it was him.
Country Boy.
Out. The Country Boy Will Survive.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know about Wonder Boy because it's Wonder Boy. But, you know, it's so bad that that's really a pretty good song, to be honest. It's so not good that it is good.
Any Scorpion songs ever made into the walkout playlist?
No, but Motorhead.
Motorhead. Ace of Spades.
Well, I don't know what the name was. Motorhead did Triple H's.
Because one of the BKFC girls has an Ace of Spades tattoo, I believe. Is that Bret Hart?
Maybe.
So that's how Steve and Bret connected instantly when they met because they had something common to music.
Okay.
Music brings us all together.
Well, I mean, that's I'm not arguing that, but I don't know what that has to do with the price of gas in Pinellas Park.
Well, that's like $5.19 a gallon.
God, yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy, but I think it's going down. I think Russia said they're not going to retreat some of their military attacks, and they're going to stop the war, sort of.
I think they offered 260 billion barrels of oil in exchange for Will Smith.
There you go.
What?
Yeah, they want Will over there.
For what?
I don't know.
To slap the Ukrainians? No more killing, just slapping everyone.
You get a slap. You get a slap.
I wonder if he's going to enter. Oprah. You know, now that those slap things are going around.
I mean, I don't think it's...
Slap fights. Maybe he's going to be the next slap fighter.
I think it wasn't bad for his reputation. I mean, it gives him more of like a bad boy image. It's like, okay, like Will might just lose it.
I try to tell people, Will Smith's from Philly. Like, everyone keeps thinking he's just a soft, you know.
Well, he's played that soft boy. Well, you know, Carlton, the dude that does the dance, like, yeah. Like he talked about it openly, how he gets casted as that role and that character, and like he can't get away from Alfonso. And he's just like, and so he will probably be next to do something crazy physically to show that he's not that guy. Dustin Diamond or Diamond Dustin, the Hoffman. Screech, he stabbed a guy at a strip club, right?
What a beautiful tie-in.
I think it was in Minnesota.
Was it in Minnesota?
I think so.
What's the name of the club in Minnesota?
Rick's Cabaret.
No.
Not that way. I don't know if it happened there. It might have with Mike the Marine Richmond.
Why don't you ask him?
Okay. Well, next time I talk to him, I'll ask him.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Damn it.
How are you guys doing?
Was that a club? Was that a Screech? Did he stab someone in your club once?
You know what? Screech didn't do it at Rick's Cabaret in Minneapolis. No, I'm not sure which club he did that at, actually.
You know, Matt always tries to star crap, and then he runs away to go make a pizza after he says something stupid like that.
I don't get slapped.
So what's up, Mike? How's life going on?
Yeah, you know, life is going pretty good, man. I'm happy that you guys brought me back on. I'm just almost a week out from my fight. I'll be a week out on Friday, fighting next week, there, Friday the April 8th. Life is going good.
Let me ask you this, and Matt kind of said it as well, you know, when I brought up that you were coming on. What are they calling this? A fight eliminator? Why do you need to be going through this and not fighting for the belt?
You know, your question is as good as mine. You know, it's a frustrating process. You know, I feel like my two performances kind of proved that I should have fought for the title, but I know how just prize fighting game works sometimes. So, they're calling it a title eliminator, but I never really believe I'm fighting for the title until I actually sign a contract for it. So I just truly believe that Mike Perry will fight Thiago first, and then hopefully when I beat David, I'll get a title shot.
Is it important for you to have this fight next week just to stay active and not, you know, kind of wait, you know, for that next fight, if in fact that is for the title fight next? Is it important to stay active and you know, fight in this thing next week?
Yeah, you know, and I've gone back and forth on thinking about that myself, you know, but I think it is very important in any combat sport to stay active as much as you can within reason. You don't want to obviously risk, you know, going out there and losing your title shot, but at the end of the day, if you think you're the best fighter, you know, on the planet, you got to go out there and beat people. So, I think it's important for me to go out there, stay crisp, continue to put on highlight reel finishes. Because if I didn't take this fight and I'm like, hey, give me my title shot, let me fight the winner of Perry and Thiago, then, you know, I could be waiting 5+ more months, 6 months, and then we're looking at almost a year break in between my last fight. So we don't want that.
Well, and to be honest, there's no guarantees either.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. What can you take, or what can your team take, you know, when, and I'm sure you not only watch, you know, tape of who you're fighting, but you watch your own tape. What can you take from your last two fights to improve on an almost, you know, perfect performance the last two fights?
That's a good question. You know, a good fighter's always got to still be able to dissect even your wins and your good highlight wins. I guess the only thing I can try to take away from those nice victories is just continue to be patient, you know, continue to be consistent. You know, when I got someone in trouble, as long as I stay I stay consistent with how I react, how I approach, how I look for the finish. That's important. If I stay calm, cool, collected, like I normally always do, I'll go out there and put on another good performance again.
Hey, Mike, so I was wrong. I apologize. It was Wisconsin.
Shocking, you were wrong.
Dustin Diamond pulled a switchblade in Wisconsin. Minnesota, Wisconsin, kind of the same thing to me.
I felt like it was the Midwest.
Both cold, both places I don't want to visit in the winter. But Dave Rickles, last time he came in overweight, he was a much bigger man than Julian Lane. He kept him in the clinch. I mean, you know, what did you learn from watching that fight that will prepare you for this one?
Yeah, I mean, him coming in overweight is a concerning thing. He is much bigger than he used to be in his Bellator days, but I'm much bigger than I used to be in my Bellator days, too. If he doesn't make weight, I'm going to make sure I get compensated. I'll still fight him, but I'm going to get compensated if he's not going to make weight. Two, I do believe his game plan will be similar to Julian. He wants to get inside. He wants to tie me up. He wants to clinch me. If I was him, I would try to tire out my arms, tire me out so I don't have as much steam and knockout power in my punches. I think that would be his best bet, is try to drag me into those deeper rounds and then just kind of get me with volume. I really see kind of a similar approach that he had with Julian, but he's not fighting Julian Lane again. He's fighting me, and I think he'll realize, you know, when I touch him, It's a different type of punching power.
Do you think that when a fighter doesn't make weight, that the penalty should be more than what it is presently?
I think it should be higher. Yeah, I really do. I don't think it should. I think it's most states are about 10-20% of his purse. Well, you know what? Some people's purse isn't that high. You know, depending. So then if it's 10 or 20% of that, it's not really that much of an increase. Okay, cool. Thanks for the extra however many hundreds or thousands of dollars, depending on his fight purse. And that's one thing that in the past, it's happened to me in Bellator, but I even negotiated with the promotion itself that they had to pay me more on top of his purse. So it's you don't want to get to that where you got to really negotiate for them to push the fight, but it is important. He came in, he looked big. He looked like a full weight class bigger than Julian, absolutely. I think he's going to have another big cut, a big tough cut. Sounds like, you know, he's really focused. I'm probably about 13, 14 pounds over right now, so I'm focused on trimming down myself within this last week. It's frustrating, but I don't let that bother me. If he's going to come in overweight, he's going to come in overweight. To answer your question, yeah. I think it should be higher than that 10-20% standard it is usually across the board in the commissions.
First, I'm about 30-35 pounds overweight, just so you know.
For the light heavy.
And I believe, you know, as a non-fighter and all that kind of stuff, I think it should be more than just money. I think money, to me, isn't a big enough penalty. I think the points should be lost when you come in overweight. You know, make it, you know, he could come in overweight, you're going to make extra dollars. And we don't even have to say him and you, just in general. Guy comes in overweight. You know, I'd like to know the odds. We don't do any research here. We make stuff up. But
yeah, we do.
I'd be curious, you know, how many times the overweight guy doesn't win because he's coming in with such a huge advantage. I'd like to see points deducted at the very beginning.
That's interesting, yeah. You know, it's interesting if you start, you know, if you come in overweight, your first round, you're immediately starting behind 10-9 first round. I never even thought about that. That's actually a good idea.
And I've seen some that will actually give 10% penalty based on 1 pound per pound overweight. So you come in 5 pounds overweight, you lose 50% of your purse. Come in 7 pounds, you lose 70%.
But again, the money thing, which sounds like it's important, you know, in the realm of a career, you know, it's wins and losses.
Sure.
You know,
right.
You can make that money back if depending on the record. So I'd like to see it a bigger penalty.
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, you know what, when the days pass and the weeks pass and people forget about a split decision or a very close match or someone was overweight, like I said, when time passes, you look online or you look on paper, all it says is an L. No one goes L. It doesn't say a loss plus all these asterisks. You know what, and that's a great point. The money's important to me because it's like I want to get paid, you know.
Sure.
I think we should all be getting paid more. But I do like the idea of, you know, you're starting behind. You know, I had a frustration when my first fight with Marcel Stamps, he came in like 0.2 pounds overweight, and I never got compensated for that. That's another frustrating matter that, you know, I don't even want to go into that about with KFC, but, you know, I'm already the bad guy complaining about my record being wrong, so I don't want to keep going there.
Hey, sometimes bad guys are, you know, Scott Hall said, you know, bad guys live forever, so.
I know, I love it.
Being the bad guys.
Hey, Mike, DJ Tony here. Quick question for you. We're going to go a little off subject, but today is National Ninja Turtle Day. So, two questions. Which Ninja Turtle movie is your favorite, and which Ninja Turtle is your favorite?
My favorite Ninja Turtle movie would probably be the second original one.
All right.
You know, with Vanilla Ice and the Super Shredder and Toka and Razor. That was probably my favorite because that's kind of nostalgic when I was younger, too. And my favorite Ninja Turtle would probably be Raphael, just because
I was gonna I had that Raphael for you. That's what that was in my head of who you're gonna pick. Angry. I thought Michelangelo guy, but
I thought you were gonna ask about his music.
I would like Michelangelo.
And also, I need your music, man. I still don't have your music. It was coming next. That was coming
he's
next.
He's going public to get your music, Mike.
Yeah, and then I need your music, man. Come on, Smith brother.
Well, I got Jay Cohen. He's gonna work on another little edit for me because I'm gonna be rocking a. I always come out to AC/DC Back in Black.
Yeah.
That's my thing. But he's working on work because I look at myself as the boogeyman. I'm gonna come out there. Stone cold face. I'm gonna walk you down. I'm gonna destroy you, and I'm gonna walk off like it's business as usual. So he's gonna do the Halloween theme, like a little bit of the Halloween theme in the beginning. I don't know, 5-10 seconds, and then it drops into AC/DC Back in Black. So he's putting it together for me.
Mike, all right, nice.
Mike, if you don't get that in time, DJ Tony's going to make you come out a Barbie girl.
It's only fitting on your OnlyFans contract. So.
Mike, you know what we should work on? The lead singer of AC/DC, I believe, still lives in Sarasota.
Oh.
So after you get through this fight next week, maybe we do like Connor did with Sinead O'Connor, and we have him come and sing your walkout. When you fight for the title.
Oh, that'd be so awesome, man. If that actually happened, that'd be so sweet.
Steve,
super sweet.
Make a note. We need to talk to Brian down in Sarasota and get this AC/DC thing set up.
Yeah. It's the undisputed champion of the world on the phone.
So. And quick question. If I can't find you Marine socks, what type of socks would you like for your fight?
If you can't find the what socks?
Some Marine socks for you.
Marine socks? You know, I was going to ask you if you guys had some Scott Hall Razor Ramon socks.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
Easy enough.
Yeah, we'll get them.
Yeah, I want to rock some of the bad guy socks for sure.
And then we'll get photos of that off to DDP and Kevin Nash and all those guys of you wearing those socks.
I love that. I'm gonna come out with a toothpick. I plan on throwing the toothpick at the camera for him and everything.
There you go.
I like it. What can the fans expect next week? You know, when you do your thing, when you throw the line.
You know what fans can expect is fireworks. They can always expect fireworks with me and some sort of highlight reel finish. You know, obviously Dave brings a very exciting style as well. I bring an exciting style that always leads to some sort of, you know, knockout and finish. So I think that's why everyone's so jacked up about this fight, because it's designed and it's matched up well to lead to some bloody violence.
Before I let you go, old school, go ahead and you know, mention your sponsors that are on those shorts.
Oh, you know what? You guys joked about it. Yeah, I signed a big cool deal with OnlyFans. So they're sponsoring me, and I got a little 6-month agreement partnership with them. Bombshells Restaurants, Rick's Cabaret sponsor me for this. Knockout Canada, and those are the big sponsors for me. And Bad Matchup, they're the ones that make my custom fight shorts. I'm super stoked to rock those ones. So, yeah, and I'm Brain Farting, who made my custom t-shirt, so I apologize for that, but I don't remember off the top of my head.
When you do, just text it to me and we'll get them mentioned as well. Mike, thank you very much for your time. We'll get you the Scott Hall socks. Have fun next week, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, take care. Mike Richmond, in a qualifier, pre-whatever, he's right, I'm right, we're all right. He deserves that title fight. and I think he'll be getting it very soon.
It's going to be hard for the guys that, like, you know, the inspectors, before you go in the ring, they have to check to see if you have a cup and mouthpiece. Now they got to see if you got a toothpick in your mouth.
Well, you know,
it's more work for the guys.
Benson
in the ring.
Henderson used to fight with a toothpick in his mouth.
Who did?
Benson Henderson.
Really?
Yeah, he would always come out and then he would keep it in his mouth.
Seriously?
Yes.
I mean, I used to know these, like, Hispanic dudes that used to drink Coronas with razor blades on their tongue. So when a fight broke out, they would just, like, and then have, like, a weapon.
Well, that was old wrestling. You know, when the wrestler got thrown outside and he rolled underneath, and all of a sudden he comes out and, you know, he's bleeding like a stuck pig. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
Fireball.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Sean Salisbury with ESPN, talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Rick Barry, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I think we ought to pull that off, though, with Brian. Isn't his name Brian Johnston? Isn't that the lead singer of AC/DC?
Oh, I don't know.
He once tried to pick a fight with Michael Pittman.
Was that AC? Was that Alice Cooper? That's what AC/DC stands for, Alice Cooper.
What is wrong with you?
Is that Alice Cooper the lead singer for AC/DC?
You are an idiot.
No. Who is?
Alice Cooper is the lead singer for Alice Cooper.
Oh, they're different bands.
What are you wearing that hat for? You are such a putz. Oh, my God. You are the biggest idiot I've ever met in my
Thank
life.
Thank you.
It's just nightmares from the past.
When I was getting ready to walk in today, I was like, you know what? This one's for Randy.
You're an idiot.
I get dressed thinking about you, Randy.
That's scary. I really don't want to address that.
No, what's scary is, what's worse than that is Tony's our boy, but it's just weird receiving, like, underwear from a friend. Like, he gives me odd socks, and they're, like, pizza underwear, and, like, they got all that cosmic, like, stuff. But it's just weird. I've never received underwear from
You know what's friend. Weirder? You know what's weirder?
What's that?
Being friends with Tony and not receiving underwear.
Well, that's because somehow saying, when I do bring
don't
them for,
ever trust
for Randy.
Yeah. So I have a lot
they,
of
they disappear. Your birthday ones, so, your Christmas socks. Your
well, I'll get you some BKFC slightly used underwear.
I brought like four pairs of them last time.
Let me be as upfront and honest with you as possible. I've never received any. Any.
I mean, well, I still have the Garfield socks. Because you're like a lasagna kind of pasta looking guy. So, but they're still my dresser at home.
And they've been worn how many times?
No, three.
Only three.
No, the tag's still on it, so I can return it.
Whatever. You look good in the Knockout Radio shirt, though.
Yeah, it's very comfortable.
How come I
like
have
it?
One of those?
It's a new design. You can't,
but
you
that's from 86.
No, no.
I think Tour de Pizza, the original store, on the Twitter.
2024 they come out.
He uses Twitter. Who uses Twitter now?
Everyone.
Who doesn't use Twitter?
I use Twitter.
I don't use Twitter.
That's how you get the fastest like MLB news and everything.
You guys
on.
Use Twitter?
Yeah.
Really?
I've got some, even though I don't watch MLB and I could really care less, I really don't care about MLB. I spoke to a friend of mine who I met when he was in MLB, and he's going to get some players on doing some call-ins.
Oh, really?
One guy plays for the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, nice.
He'll be on.
Ron Say?
Yeah. Ron Say played for the Dodgers.
Damn it. No, he played for the Cubs.
Ron Say played for the Dodgers.
Ron Say was a Cub.
I believe you're thinking of who was their third baseman?
Ron Say.
No. Ron Say was a Dodger.
Look up Ron
Say. And going back to that stupidity from the first hour. Even if he played in 900 other places, Ron Say was a Dodger.
I don't think so. I think he's a Cubby.
He's a Dodger.
How do you spell Say?
C-E-Y.
Uh-oh.
Say.
S-A-Y.
How do you spell Say?
S-A-Y-E.
Oh, my God. Duke or NC wins on Saturday?
Duke.
You think Duke?
Yeah, Duke.
Didn't they just play? And didn't North Carolina just beat them? When Eric Church, you know, was late for the concert in Tampa?
He played for the Cubs from 83 to 86, Ron Say, with a C.
All right.
Dodgers from 71 to 82. So he had 12 seasons with the Dodgers.
So he's not a Cub.
Last season was Oakland Athletics, 87.
He's a Dodger.
Six-time All-Star, World Series champion.
With who?
It doesn't say.
Dodgers. It doesn't say.
No, but here's why Duke's going to win. My boy Johnny, the one you met in Denver, 25th anniversary, he passed away. He was a huge Duke fan. And, you know, championships always follow tragedies. So I'm betting on blue.
So he's going to sit up. You know, his spirit is going to sit up on the top of the hoop.
Plus his uncle's Tal Brody, who won the European Cup for Israel and is basically like the Michael Jordan of the country. So Duke all day.
How about Tiger? You heard the rumor about Tiger?
What Tiger do?
He might be playing in the Masters.
Tiger.
He's out there walking it now.
Okay.
And he might be playing it.
Wow.
How about that?
Golf isn't the same without him. Like, that's, you know, true. Golf is terrible without Tiger.
No, that's not true.
That's awful.
We went to Valspar.
Yeah.
And, you know, we saw Brooke.
Brooks Koepka?
Yeah.
But he sends people out of the stadium, too. Isn't he like a
prima donna? No, he's not the one. No.
I thought.
It's the guy that if you yell Brooke to him.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, DeChambeau or another type of wine. Well, because he whines a lot. If you yell like Brooke, he has you eliminate. I think you should be like Adam Sandler, like Happy Gilmore. And, you know, go in there and scream and holler. And, you know, now the light saber that almost blinded the Egyptian soccer player.
Yeah, we could do those.
Is different. But, I mean, come on. Really? You can scream and holler as a guy throws a missile at 103 miles an hour, but you can't holler and scream as a guy that swings a stick at a little golf ball.
I mean, but Tiger Woods is building a miniature golf course up on my house in Westside Chapel. So it should be done this year.
Okay.
So we can go play with Tiger.
I play with Tiger a lot.
Well, bring your Tiger. We'll all meet up.
I'll take my Tiger, and you take that Tiger.
Done.
This guy can barely walk a course anymore.
It's miniature golf. You can't walk miniature golf. You shouldn't be walking.
Can you scream and holler at miniature golf?
I would hope so.
Well, have you seen the TV show?
No. Oh, yeah, with Steph Curry?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
I like that concept. It's a cool show.
There's some difficult shots, like that big windmill that you get drilled, and then you end up in the water. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think I'd win it.
Yeah, I like that show. I think it's a great concept.
I think I would beat you in that.
It's possible.
Okay. Really, no UFC? I think this is no UFC for the first time since January, and then it's like a streak of 9 or 11 straight weeks of UFC weeks, you know, which is cool now that, you know, we're continuing the relationship and it's being taken to a whole new level.
I love it. I love the UFC.
I'm not sure what's going to happen in 2 weeks. I'll be in Vegas. So we're either going to be at the Apex with Mickey.
Okay.
We're going to have Mickey D as the co-host.
Right.
Or we're going to be in Steve's hotel room with Mickey D as the co-host.
Okay.
For a short period.
Awesome.
In case I'm getting dirty looks from my left, because I'm announcing things I probably shouldn't announce yet.
Yeah, probably. But just don't post about it so Masvidal doesn't find you and come slap you guys.
Or we'll have Steve sit in pretending to be Mickey D playing the co-host of the show.
He does look like a hairband guy. This is like, what's that song, the Police, is that a group?
Yeah,
the Cars.
The Cars was a group too.
The Police Cars. There's a guy that looks just like you. And he, like in the video, he runs and he knocks all the candles over. What's that guy's name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I don't know what, you can't go, you know, and Sting. Ignore.
Sting!
Sting was this lead singer.
What's the guy's name? No, it's something with a girl.
No, that's not even true. Sting is the guy from that. Yeah, he went into the NWO, but he really wasn't an
NWO
wrestler.
Who's the lead singer for Twisted Sister?
D. Snyder.
That's who he looks like. D. Snyder.
Whatever.
You don't think that looks like D. Snyder?
I think you're an idiot.
He put sunglasses, walk around with a silver briefcase in Vegas like I did.
Yeah, you thought you were King Crab.
Man, I'll tell you what. Nothing is crazier than walking around Vegas
or creepier.
With a metal silver briefcase at like 9 a.m. on the strip. Like, you know, everybody stops and looks like, Is that money? Is it drugs?
And this idiot goes, yeah, I was a big winner last night.
I couldn't say I was a loser. I had a briefcase.
Yeah, so people thought you had money in there.
It did. I got some crazy looks. So people just like, you can see their brains thinking. Like,
you know, the thing that I found the most interesting, there was three call guys chasing them. Not call girls, call guys that were.
I mean, I did have a suede jacket on. It was nice.
You were cool.
I would follow me too.
All right. Anything in closing?
Man, I had a great time. Caleb should be fired.
He did an outstanding job today.
Three days.
He didn't make any mistakes.
He's 30 grand in the hole to the program. Send him an invoice for his tardiness.
Anything in closing, Tony?
No, I'm good. Great show.
Happy National Ninja Turtle Day. Come eat pizza. 170 47th Avenue Northeast, Tournament Day Pizza.
And sooner or later, there'll be a sign that states that. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. See everybody next week. The purple and yellow, but first I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie, say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie, let's rock, you don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. This is the Tantalk Radio Network. 8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way. WTAN Clearwater FM 106.1 WDCF Dade City FM 102.3 WZHR Zephyr Hills FM 104.3 Listen. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.